This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Ausperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
One guy who has not given up on comedy, he's the king of comedy on Saturday nights, and also looks better in a pair of jeans than Sydney Sweeney. Certainly better than Lizzo. Well, actually, I'm not quite sure about that one. Jimmy Failla, host of Fox Across America and Fox News Saturday Night. What's up, my man?
Not Lizzo. Did you see the parody of her dressed as Sydney Sweeney?
Yeah, it's hot.
I think I got in trouble on Ingram last night. I said, that's not American Eagle, that's American Turkey. Because it just looks like a butterball and a pair of pants. I don't know what you call that. But fellas, if you're ever in the office and you might jeopardize your job by hitting on a female coworker, if you really feel like you're losing control of yourself, throw on that Lizzo video.
Yeah.
Lizzo or Kathy Hochul can get you out of any state of arousal you might ever find yourself in.
It's like when you used to think about your grandma so you wouldn't, you know, finish.
Well, you've never seen my grandma. Let me back it up. I'm kidding. Hey, all right.
Okay. Grandma Failla was a 10. Yes. You'll be in Pottstown Saturday night.
Pottstown.
What?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, Pottstown. I'm singing back up to you. I love this.
No, I'm excited. Pottstown, PA, this coming Saturday night, live on stage. This is a big one. This is a big deal. Soul Joles, which is very, very close to here. So people can come out and see you. And you got a lot to talk about. I mean, there's a ton of stuff that's been going on lately. We were on America's Newsroom together Monday talking about Sydney Sweeney and the whole thing. And then they were yelling racist at her. You wrote an op-ed on FoxNews.com. You had an idea. For Bud Light, to save Bud Light after the Dylan Mulvaney fiasco when they had a dude out there as their representative. Harking back to the old days of Bud Light, right, when they used to do some really funny ads like Real Men of Genius.
Yes. This is the point. If Bud Light wrote Sydney Sweeney a blank check right now, they could actually save that brand because their stock's down big. And if they got in the middle of the culture war, like beer brands, we know never should have gotten involved in the culture war, but Bud Light did. You know what I mean? We didn't make that call. They did. And if they were to take the right wing position of this particular issue, they'd win back every supporter. Because like young men, you know, obviously love Sydney Sweeney. Like, I think that goes without saying that probably older men like her just the same. Like, if you watch that commercial, you can hear the pacemakers going off at the old folks' home down the block from Fox. You can actually hear them. And the point is, that would put the brand back to what it became famous for, hot chicks and humor. And more importantly, in this case, they gave their base a middle finger with the last marketing team. This would be them giving the middle finger back to the other side. The base would forgive them. They're very transactional. You know, people are like buying American jeans just to stick it to the libs. Okay, they're not even going to wear the jeans, but the Bud Lights you could drink.
You could. You really could. And I mean, they tried with Shane Gillis, having him, and he, you know, he's a very funny comedian, kind of like an all-American kind of guy. They tried with that, but it didn't work, because I've heard so many people say they're still not drinking Bud Light, and that Bud Light is still just kind of sitting on the stores. It may have helped a little bit, but it really has not solved the problem.
No, like Shane Gillis, Peyton Manning, and Post Malone, they belong in Bud Light commercials, traditionally, you know what I'm saying? But in this case, they can't, it's not, a pivot towards the center isn't going to do it. Like, they have to swing to the right. Like, they have to be, do you remember when the CEO of Goya was like, screw it, I like Trump? And everybody was like, oh, we're not buying Goya anymore, you know, that whole thing. Okay, they need to make that move, because everybody who would be mad by the Sydney Sweeney thing, as I said in my op-ed, isn't buying Bud Light. Okay, the only way Bud Light is affected by blue-haired chicks with nose rings is if they're selling milk for cats. If they're not selling milk for cats, they're going to be fine.
Listen, I think you're onto something here. I mean, there was a time when Bud Light actually had, do you remember the one ad they had where guys were dressed up as women to go? It was like ladies' night because they wanted to go play pool. Do you remember that?
Yes. And that was like an iconic commercial, but the guys dressed as women were considered the punchline, not the pitch man. You know what I'm saying?
Like, exactly.
That was, They literally took one of their biggest punchlines in history and then made Dylan Mulvaney the spokesperson. That was the hook. And the Dylan Mulvaney thing, as I said, she got a can, he got a can, they got a can. It was supposed to be 1 year of womanhood. So you got a beer for a one-year-old girl, Zioli. You're not supposed to be doing that. Shouldn't they have waited till she was celebrating 21 years of womanhood? I mean, technically speaking, that's a criminal act. These people should have been locked up. Listen, I know when I give beer to underage girls, they don't go easy on me.
Jimmy Failla is with us, of course, host of Fox News Saturday Night and Fox Across America, which you can hear right here after this show at 7 p.m. And he's going to be in Pottstown Saturday night at Soul Joel's. So go see him Saturday night. You know, man, I was thinking, too, like the Howard Stern thing, much like Colbert. You know, I mean, we grew up listening to Stern. You're a Long Island guy. I mean, you grew up listening to him, and then he makes this pivot, but he doesn't just turn away. I mean, he started attacking us. Like, he attacked. I mean, at the time he said, I don't hate Trump, I hate you for voting for him. And he went after, like, the very people that listened to him were the blue collar kind of guys like you grew up with in Nassau County.
Yeah, I mean, he became the thing he hated, you know, an elite that was shilling for other elites. And, you know, looking back on all of this now, I really do think, you know, we always say, like, Trump broke this person. Trump's popularity did break him. I have a lot of friends who actually work for his show. And the thing is, you know this, I know this. Howard had the biggest ego ever. He called himself the king of all media. And Trump, who was a regular weekly caller to his show, was always a really big deal. But at the time, he wasn't the most famous human being who's ever walked the face of the earth. Like, right now, there are people on a deserted island wearing a leaf over their nuts who know Donald Trump's name. You know what I'm saying? People who don't even have an internet and are walking around in a loincloth hunting for food right now know the word Trump, because he's that much more famous. So what that did to Howard's ego, you know, is it crushed it so hard that the only way he could make peace with it was to cheapen the achievement. To be like, yeah, well, he's the most famous guy in the world, but he's a Russian asset, so he didn't really pull off the thing I could never dream of doing. You know, that whole thing. You know, yeah, he's a two-time president, but, you know, January 6th, all the garbage. And he's had to take aim at this success, because if he just tips his cap to Trump, he's conceding defeat in the relevance war. Now, he's lost the relevance war. It can be, you know, no mistake about it, but he's not admitting it. You know what I mean? He's basically, in a popularity contest, he's an election denier, you know?
Yeah, no, that's a great point. I mean, he does have a massive ego, and you always kind of thought it was an act, but I guess not. I mean, I guess it was the real thing, right? And he would have Trump on his show, his TV show, yep, his radio show all the time, and it mm-hmm. was, I mean, they were like buddies, and then he couldn't handle it. It's like when mm-hmm. you root for your friend to fail because you just can't handle the idea of him succeeding because you think like there's not enough room for both of you, as opposed to being like in your case. I mean, I've always rooted for your success because I knew I was going to ride your coattails. Like he could have ridden the president's coattails. I mean, imagine that. Like Trump wins and he's friends with the president and the president goes on his show. Like that could have been great for Howard Stern, but he just couldn't handle the idea that he could be bigger than him.
Yeah, I mean, don't forget, okay? Howard ran for governor of New York and tanked and was, you know, a bit of a punchline, a laughing stock in his own right. And that was the end of his little dalliance with politics. So Trump comes along and is not only more popular than him, but takes aim at the presidency and wins it. Like, I'm telling you, it's killing him. It's one of the reasons so many people in Hollywood played along with the literally Hitler thing. It's like Trump was an NBC host. He hosted 16 years of The Apprentice. Okay, he hosted Saturday Night Live twice. Think about that. When NBC cried after he won the election and sang Hallelujah, they were doing so in the same year he hosted the show. You dig? It was so performative and stupid because people at that level of showbiz are used to being the most important person in every room they walk into. So the idea that someone in the room, okay, was more important than all of them times a million meant they all had to just flat turn on the guy. And that's what a lot of this is. People, you know, underestimate the role of like toxic egos driving people's behavior. You know, and I always remind myself of that as I'm sitting on this migrant family as furniture right now. Which, move your back a little bit, you know, but people lose touch with being a regular person. And I think that's the challenge.
Yes. And look, I mean, you have a TV show, an incredibly successful TV show, incredibly successful nationally syndicated radio show, and you travel the country and you perform. And you also have a best-selling book, and yet you've managed to stay humble. Do you attribute that to the fact that you just look like you do? Like, I mean, is that what keeps you grounded?
And you, wait, your swimsuit calendar's coming out when? But hold on. I always forget the release date, Zioli. Yeah, I'm not a Chippendale. I'm more like a chips and dip. We've had this discussion. Listen, you know what? The best thing that ever happened to me is it took me like 25 years to get to where I am. So I appreciate it. But more importantly, you know, I'm grown into who I am. You know the old saying, like, you can't change grandpa, that whole thing? I'm 48, man. So none of this stuff can change me now. If I had a TV show when I was 23, I would have been dead or Me Too'd an hour and a half ago. Straight up. I would probably be killed in a Me Too incident about at the age of 23. But you kind of grow up, you kind of mellow out, and you have perspective. And luckily, I am actually surrounded by a lot of people here at Fox that are super famous and cool. I didn't say all of them. I just said there's a lot of them that are super famous and cool. And when you see that, you know, you can still do that, it's kind of reassuring, you know, thankfully. I'm not, again, but also, Zioli, we've talked about this. I'm still new enough, too. Maybe in two more contracts, I'll be on my third wife named Jenny, and I'll be buying speedboats, and I'll be a monster. You know, I'm not ruling out my right to become that. I'm just not there yet.
Understood. Absolutely. And if you are interested in being Jimmy's second wife, you should certainly go to Pottstown Saturday night and audition, because he does sign boobies at the end of the night, I'm told. So
some of them are female. Some of them. Not all.
There are a lot of guys with man boobs who are showing up in Pottstown. Let's be honest. Soul Joel's. And is that a fun place to be?
Let me tell you how good it is, man. So the hook of Soul Joel's is, do you remember the TV show Scared Straight, where they bring like a mouthy seventh grader in and some ex-con gangbanger screams at him about getting sexually assaulted in prison? Yeah. Okay. Soul Joles is the scared straight of comedy. Like, you really go in there and attack in this unhealthy level. Everybody leaves with a teardrop tattoo under their eye, and we laugh our nuts off, and our kids get straight A's after the show. It's just the way it's going to be.
Oh, good. I'm excited, buddy. We're excited. And go to foxacrossamerica.com to get tickets, right? Is that the best way to do it?
Yeah, if you go to foxacrossamerica.com, get tickets, and get free tickets to go to Fox News Saturday night when you're on the show. Come see Zeoli. Come on, Zeoli Navy, Zeoli Army. Get up the friggin' turnpike and come hang out at Fox. You'll love it. There's going to be Fox Foxes on that night, I can assure you.
Oh, and I'm back on the 20-something or other, right?
Yeah, the greatest story ever. The last time you're supposed to be on, we're all excited. We talk about it all week. Hulk Hogan dies. They're like, hey, we're getting you like Vince McMahon, so you got to take Zeoli off the panel. They didn't get me Vince McMahon. They got me Vince Kilmeade, if you're picking up what I'm putting down. We were sold a bag of goods, Zeoli. I think when you're back on, you should bring it up. I think you should actually bring it up, because I can't bring it up, but I think you should bring it up. Like, I don't know what he's talking about.
I mean,
they
cave
me and throw me out into the road.
I mean, I've been bumped on Fox many times. I just never thought it would happen on your show. You know what I mean?
You're like, not supposed to.
That's the thing. That's the part of it that hurts. It's kind of like, you know, I mean, yeah, I've had a lot of women who throw drinks in my face. I just never thought it'd be Bridget who did it.
Yeah. Well, listen, man, don't feel bad, because I've been bumped from my show, and sometimes I haven't even known it.
Bumped from your show. That's ridiculous. That can't happen.
The night we bombed Iran, right? The night we bombed Iran, we had taped the show early, and I randomly called Hannity at 9:55 because we were doing a stand-up show the next day. I called Hannity at 9:55. He's like, I can't talk. I'm about to host. And I was like, wait, what? My show's coming on. And then literally at 10 o'clock, he goes live, and they're like, we just bombed Iran a minute ago. And I was like, what do you mean? And I got, thrown off my own time slot. It happens. What are you going to do, Zeoli?
Nothing. And the funny thing about it is that I get bumped for Kilmeade, but then Friday night he was filling in for Laura Ingraham, and I went on the show with him, and from a van in my driveway, they sent me a van, like a van down by the river. I did the hit, and I felt like that was the coolest thing ever. I got a van in my driveway, but the guy who drove it down there, he got there at like 4 o'clock, and the hit wasn't until 7:40. So I didn't know what to do with the guy. Like, I felt bad. It was like we adopted him. You know?
Yeah, they do that. It's funny. It happens to me a lot on the road when I'm at like a hotel or something. And one of my favorite experiences is that one time I was specifically doing Hannity's show during COVID in a van in the Diamond District next to Manhattan on 47th Street. And we were getting ready to do the hit. Same thing. The van had been there for like an hour. By the time we went live, like right as we were going live, they checked me in my sound. Someone started banging on the door like, yo, my man, is that Fox News? I want to be on some Fox News. Won't you put me on that ass? And he starts smacking on the van. And I'm like, guys, in all honesty, this is killer television if we slide this van door open right now. Like, keep it shut. So things like that will happen. Do you know I once did a hit in L.A. at the L.A. Bureau? Hold on a second. Right on Pico Boulevard in Santa Monica. And someone stole the rims. They were hubcaps. So they stole the hubcaps off the van. And the guy couldn't do anything because I was on live TV doing a hit with Harris Faulkner.
Oh, that's amazing. That is amazing.
Yes.
And
rob the van.
That is the coolest thing I've ever heard. Yeah, I was saying, when I was getting ready for it, I was saying on the air, like, it would be great if my buddies came, and while I'm doing the hit, they kind of like brought one of those tire jacks and just started jacking up the van. You know what I mean? And it just or toppled it over. Because that would have gone viral, and then it would have been instant famous right there. It would have been great.
Thank you. Next time. But yeah, if you move to L.A., all of this could be yours. They'll loot the car. They'll steal the satellite dish off the top. I've seen it all, Zeoli. And one of those guys couldn't get a signal in the van once and sent me up in a hotel lobby at a Home to Suites in Seattle. And there was nothing to do with me. I was just doing a hit in the background, and a wild fight broke out with a bachelorette party in the front desk of the hotel. And it was Jason Chaffetz hosting the show that night. And I got in trouble for cursing on TV, but it was not me. It was LaQuanda.
He'll be in Pottstown Saturday night, so get your tickets now for Jimmy Failla live on stage. Go to foxacrossamerica.com, and we'll see you in Pottstown, buddy. Have a great show tonight, and thanks for making time for us. We always appreciate you stopping by.
Oh, shucks. You're the best, Eels. I'll see you soon, babe.
All right, pal.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, that is the big story of the hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanariaDental, VanariaDental.com, with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Let Dr. Mike be the guy who gives you the perfect smile that you deserve. All right, as we continue along the show, we got a lot more to come. We'll tell you about the latest and greatest that President Trump had to say. Don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Well, it's a fitting song for our next guest, who's the author of the book Gorilla Parts. He's Steve Grillo. He is a former intern on the Howard Stern Show. My man, what's up?
Hey, how's everybody doing? I got to remember not to curse.
Yeah, don't curse. Don't curse, because we are not on satellite radio. We are on radio. But your old boss is not going to be on satellite radio much longer either.
I got the early warning yesterday. People have been calling me and tagging me in a lot of different things on different social media platforms. So I've hearing some other people, you know, that the hardcore fans that won't, you know, actually believe that he's not a nice person anymore. They're coming back with, oh, his contract was up anyway, and he wasn't going to renew. And, you know, no, they said, we had enough of your bullcrap. We're not renewing your contract, you know?
You know what? I can't believe it. I mean, I feel bad for people, not him, but for the people that work on the show are losing their jobs. But 95 people work on that show? Are you kidding me?
I don't understand that. I did it. It was me, Gary, and Ganji and John. You know, like I can't understand how he employs 95 people, and I can't imagine what their poor salaries are.
Yeah, yeah, right, exactly. I mean, that's crazy. You know, we had you back on when your book came out, Gorilla Parts, which talks all about your experience with him, and you got a ton of press coverage on that because you said he's not the same guy that he used to be. I want to play a clip for you. This is cut seven, Justin. This is Stern attacking Trump supporters, and you know, I mean, a lot of people who are Trump supporters listened to Howard back in the day. Back in the day. But this is how much this guy changed. Cut seven.
The oddity in all of this is the people Trump despises most love him the most. Go look at Mar-a-Lago. See if there's any people that look like you. I'm talking to you in the audience. The Trump voter who, you know, idolizes the guy. He despises you. I don't hate Donald. Donald's doing his thing. I hate you for voting for him. For not having an intelligence, not able to see what's going on with the coronavirus, not able to see what the Justice Department is doing. I hate you. I don't want you here.
Well, they weren't there, Steve Grillo, and that's why he doesn't have a show anymore.
Yeah, I don't believe what I just heard right now. That was so sad and pathetic. And absolutely, like, just why don't you take a gun and shoot yourself in one of your big clown feet? You know, it's just basically that's career suicide right there. How could you like ostracize that? Like, you know, nine out of 10 times a real working man like myself and everybody that gets in the car and gets dirty every day, they don't want to hear shit. Oh, sorry. They don't want to hear stuff like that.
Good
and,
for you. Look at you. You caught it. I love it.
Yeah, I'm getting a little hot under the collar now, Rich. So I'm on a roll. Don't stop me. No, seriously. Like the guys that go to work and get dirty every day, they're like they're his biggest fans. And, you know, he's ostracizing like 90% of his audience. It's just ridiculous. The only people that are sticking around to him are like the diehard liberals that hated his guts 15 years ago, you know.
Well, that's the crazy part about this is that they hated him, and now that's his core audience. I mean, let me play this clip. This is him with gushing over Kamala Harris during the campaign. I mean, this is just sickening. This is, oh, yeah, painful. Painful. But, I mean, he's like, when you were working on the show back in the day, this is the kind of stuff you guys would have made fun of if a radio host did this.
Oh, my Lord. He would have been all over her like a bum on a sandwich.
Yeah, and if there was a radio host that kissed her ass like the way he's doing in this interview, you guys, he would have been trashing that radio host. You would have been playing clips of it and trashing that guy, right?
Oh, yeah. If that was Imus or something like that, forget about it.
Cut five.
I think you'd be a great president. I think you're compassionate. I think you've had all the life experience. I love your experience as a prosecutor. And I want to thank you for all the years of public service. I appreciate anyone who really serves the public. And I know even as a prosecutor, you got people out of jail who were falsely accused.
Oh, yeah.
And that to me says something.
She did it.
And I love you as Vice President of the United States. I hope people get out and vote. Go to iwillvote.com and register to vote for Kamala Harris.
He couldn't even pull that off either. Like, you know, he had such power back in the day. Like, he basically, first, he almost got himself elected governor, remember? Okay, yeah. He, like, literally was on track to getting himself elected. It got scary enough where he had to back off because I can't say that, you know, I don't know how the whole thing started. It was never something official where they said, okay, this is what's going to happen. Howard's going to, like, you know, he's going to run for governor, and then it's just all fake. It just started as a goof because he goes, you know, I get tired of people doing all this. I should do it myself. And then all of a sudden, when he realized that he could have actually won or had a good chance to disrupt the race, he backed out, and he did the slingshot with Pataki, and Pataki won because of him. He actually got him elected. There's no question about it. And to lose that kind of political power is really just a sad state of affairs.
And don't forget, he helped get Christy Todd Whitman elected, too.
Oh, that's right. He got a West area named after him.
Right.
That's when he was funny and he had a sense of humor.
Yeah, he wanted a rest stop named after him, and they did. They had one down off of 295. Burlington County, it's gone. It's closed now, but it was the Howard.
They closed it, but they also, people kept stealing the plaque.
That's right. That's right. Yes, that's right. But he did have political power back in the day, but he lost it. And I mean, the thing about it is that he was he wouldn't be a kiss ass like he was with Kamala Harris in that interview. But even worse, Steve Grillo, he would have Donald Trump on the show. Right. When you worked on the show back in the day, Trump would come on. Right?
Trump would come on all the time. He'd be in the limo. He'd call up, he'd come into the studio. You know, he hosted his birthday party at the Plaza Hotel, which was always a funny thing because I have my Trump story that day was, I don't think they had banned smoking yet indoors or, it was still like at the verge where you couldn't smoke at a bar. But one of the guests was Willie Nelson, like the celebrity sat on one side and, the sponsors. It was basically for the sponsors, you know what I'm saying? Like a thank you party. Mm-hmm. And they got to come and, watch the show. And Willie Nelson was sitting there, and Willie Nelson, of course, being Willie Nelson, sparks up a giant joint, and he starts smoking the joint at the table. And we all know our good president doesn't like drugs or alcohol. So he, on top of the fact that he owned the Plaza Hotel at the time, and he came running over with a beet red face, screaming and yelling at Willie Nelson, "Who the F do you think you are? How dare you effing smoke that effing drug in my hotel? You put that out right now. You hear what I'm effing saying?" And Willie Nelson did the coolest thing I ever saw in my entire life. He pulled one more hit off the joint, inhaled it, and then put it out on the tablecloth, and then blew the smoke in Trump.
God. Jeez. Oh, man.
Like, that was the coolest thing I've ever seen, ever.
Well,
Trump, but it was like Willie Nelson just totally shut him up.
It's just the Willie. It's just that's just Willie Nelson. You know what I mean? Like at the time, on. The book is Gorilla Parts. Steve Grillo's with us. He worked on the Stern Show back in the day before he became woke Howard Stern. As pathetic as that Kamala Harris interview was, I don't know if there's anything worse than him sucking up to Joe Biden. This is a flashback to May of 2024. Biden has dementia, doesn't know where the hell he is, probably doesn't even know who the hell he's talking to. And Howard not only kisses up to Biden, but kisses up to his deranged family, including, by the way, his son, who, let's remind everybody, slept with his dead brother's wife and also knocked up a stripper and then completely abandoned the kid.
Yeah, that's way to go. Let's talk about public morals and everything. Howard was very always family oriented and sort of, against it. He would have been like, just the fact that he abandoned his child, and that the president doesn't admit to the child at all. Like that is just horrible, horrible, horrible human beings. Like, and he just recently came out saying how much crack is better than regular cocaine because it filters out impurities. So you know what? Because I'm based on Hunter Biden's recommendation, I think I'm going to start hitting the rock. He says it's better. He's giving advice. He's go hit the rock. All right. Thanks, Hunter.
Hunter Biden, now
I'm a crackhead.
Hunter Biden actually said, Steve Grillo, he said it's better than alcohol. He said it's better for you than alcohol.
And here I am sitting here drinking vodka. What am I? What the hell is wrong with me? I could be hitting the rock. What an idiot.
Cut four.
Not only were you a star football player, but you were a lifeguard. I mean, you really, and you were the only white guy who was lifeguarding in this black community, right? Yeah. I mean, you were the one guy.
I was.
Your family is pretty, again, this goes to my point about, the president is the father of our country. That's something we all say. And I think your family is so extraordinary because of the way they've conducted themselves and how they are with you that I feel you have a lot to give to the presidency. These are my feelings. It's pretty amazing family. And I submit for your approval that when you have a loving family like that, you got a lot to give because you get so much from them. You're the kind of leader I love because we're lucky to have you in the Oval Office and serving as the father of the country. Because if you're a good father to your family, which you are, I know you'd be a good father to the country. And I want to thank you for providing a calming influence, an organized administration post-COVID, getting that vaccine out, getting NATO, getting us to feel comfortable, standing up to Putin. I don't know what people are looking for in the president, or maybe it's that people don't feel like they're getting enough or something. I don't know what it is, but I'll give you your greatest hits.
To this man?
The lowest uninsured rate in history. 4 out of 5 Americans are covered for less than $10 a month.
Points. Literally.
Knocking off a few ISIS leaders, cutting the emissions in half. I mean, you've always been an environmentalist. Even the marijuana reform laws, enough with sitting there and fighting that battle.
All right, that's enough, Justin. I can't take it.
Here comes dinner. Before I even want to get into just some of that was going on, like, Corn Pop's a hell of a dude. I would have loved to. The hairy legs, he's blonde, and I used to rub the legs. I had to rub my legs. What? Oh, that's a president? Anyway, I can't imagine what the briefing would have been like before, Biden came up. A, to the staff, B, to Howard and Robin. They must have had to go through some serious briefing shit.
Yeah, because they had to get all the questions in advance, and they had to give all the talking points to Howard in advance. I mean, it's just disgusting. But that's that's why it's over for him. And it's like Colbert too. You can't alienate 75% of the country and just make your show a crusade, a political crusade. And then, but I think for Howard, it's even worse because the working class people in this country made him a star. They were his audience. The people that worked for a living and rolled up their sleeves and actually worked in this country, they are the people that vote for Trump. And he hates them.
Yeah. Yep. I don't know what to think. He did not defeat any ISIS leaders.
No.
The unemployment rate was through the roof. The vaccines are killing people. I don't see why he could just not be honest about the whole thing or just go off script a little bit because if he would have went off script, he would have gave more votes or they would have had. Well, they did pull him out illegally.
Yeah.
Since when our country just put people to get involved and to get elected just like that? No, yeah, he's not doing it. She's doing it. But we didn't pick her. Oh, too bad. She's in there anyway. What are you going to do about it?
Grillo, we're going to
elect Donald Trump and turn everything upside down. That's what we're going to do.
Grillo, where can people find you and get your book, Gorilla Parts?
It is on Audible as well as Amazon. It's if you have any speculation, just do me a favor. Go read all the reviews because I've gotten nothing but 4.5 to 5-star reviews. There's always that one monkey that's a stern idiot fan and got to say something stupid. But if you read the reviews, everybody said the same thing. I didn't think I was going to read it. I read a little bit and I couldn't put it down.
Because the book is tell us about it. Tell us about what made you write it.
Well, because I got stories up the yin yang, you know what I'm saying? How hard it is to keep my mouth clean. So anyway, I got just a million stories, not just about my time on the Howard Stern Show, but my life in general has been pretty interesting. I sort of grew up in a really great family and have just a lot of wonderful, warm stories about my childhood and then my journey through high school and into college with wrestling and how wrestling got me the intern on the Stern Show because Hunter College was 10 blocks away from the radio station. And then when I realized they were that close, I just made it my life's goal to get on the show. And then my years on the show and just my celebrity encounters, my life in nightclubs and all
the
different
restaurants.
I was on the Sopranos, working on the Sopranos, and then just a lot of other different things, just of course all tied to Howard Stern at some point because it's not just all about me working on Howard.
He was like abusive to you.
Yeah, well, you know, on the air, he was abusive to everybody. That's what my father could never understand. He had to entertain, well, back then it was probably like, you know, 15, 20 million people a day making them laugh, stuck in traffic, you know? My dad never got that. So I took on the air, but off the air, he could have done a lot more for me, and he never did. So that's the awful part. And, you know, off the air, he was always Mr. Smiles and what's up, I love you, brother, this and that. And then, you know, when it came time to do the actual thing, like pay me, I found an old, I should have brought it out. I found an old timesheet, a K-Rock timesheet. And it was like, it just goes to show that 30 hours. I was working like 60, bro. Wow. Yeah, I just moved. So I found a lot of stuff. I found a bunch of Leroy Neiman posters and Private Part posters. I'm thinking about just selling all this stuff because I really don't care. I don't even know if there's people that would want to buy it, you know, but I have, jackets from birthday shows and stuff like that and stuff. I'm just like, I just want to just get rid of it, man. Some old Stern fans will like appreciate it, but I don't want anything to do with it.
Yeah. Sell it. So maybe some crazy liberals will buy it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's plenty of them. But I did. I made it at the Audible. You can listen to my awesome voice for 4.5 hours reading the book, which was way more difficult than I ever thought it could be. But I did it. It was very trying. I don't know if you've ever done an Audible book, but especially when you're reading your own stuff. Yeah, it's not as easy as I thought.
No, but then again, talking in general for guys like us. All right, listen, Steve Grillo, get the book, Gorilla Parts, and gorillaparts.com. Right? That's your website?
Gorillaparts.com. I'm on Facebook. You can find me just under my name. You see my face. Instagram, I am Steve Gorilla. No, I'm Grillovator on Instagram. And then Steve Gorilla on Twitter, X, whatever you call it. And you can find my regular name on TikTok as well.
All right, brother. Good talking to you, man.
Yo, Rich, you're always a gentleman. Anytime, brother.
All right. Take care, pal.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
And get ready, kids, because there's a new virus coming out of China. The government has just issued a travel advisory to avoid a certain section of China, as 7,000 people are apparently sick. I'll give you all the details on that straight ahead. Plus, Tulsi Gabbard says John Brennan was the guy who faked the intelligence around weapons of mass destruction. Big take, she told Miranda Devine on her podcast. So we'll do all that straight ahead. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more.
Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'll tell you what, there's this virus in China now linked to mosquitoes. 7,000 people have it. And the United States has now put a travel advisory not to go to the Guangdong province. So don't go to Guangdong. I don't know if you guys were planning to go to Guangdong. Were you planning to go?
Thankfully, I was not.
You weren't going to Guangdong?
No.
All right.
Can't say it's ever crossed my mind.
All right. Well, the CDC has issued a warning over the chikungunya. How do you say it?
It's chikungunya.
Chikungunya virus in Guangdong. I got your Guangdong right here. I got your Guangdong fever right here. How you doing? You want a little of this Guangdong fever? That's what they should call it. Guangdong fever. Not chikachunga. What is it? Chimichunga?
I think it's pronounced chikungunya.
Chikungunya?
Yeah.
And it's, again, mosquitoes again. It's the worst creatures on the planet. They've killed more people than any other creature in history. Mosquitoes. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's the deadliest animal on the planet.
Which is, I mean, it's amazing to think about. And there's like one person who's defending them, but everybody else agrees that they serve no purpose and should be eradicated from the planet. And I guess China is now spraying to try to kill them. But the problem with the stuff they're using is that it's all made in China. That's a joke. I mean, it's not going to work because it's all made in China. Anyway, good night, everybody. So that's good. Trump's back in office, so we get another virus coming out of China. That took long. I gave it eight months. Well, here we are, August. Look at that. So level 4 flooding emergency response. So I guess they had a flood, and then the mosquitoes breeded, and then they all got the chicky chunk Guangdong fever, and that's where we are. All right. Listen, Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla is up next, and get your tickets to see him in Pottstown. Before I go, book your next office, bachelor, bachelorette, or private party at Bob's Little Sports Shop in Glassboro, New Jersey. Bob's offers both men and women trained instructors, private enclosed events that can host up to 30 people. Book a smaller group, 10 or less, during business hours and have your own instructor for some shooting range fun. Call Bob's for pricing and details. No alcohol or drugs permitted on premise. Ladies, call Bob's now and register for their women's shooting event August 10th, 1 p.m. Bob's also offers private and group lessons on introduction to firearms, shooting and cleaning classes. Bob's instructors are certified NRA and range safety officers. Firearms ID cards are not required for anyone attending events, and no previous experience is necessary. Bob's also hosts women and co-ed shooting events throughout the year for new shooters or anyone interested in learning about proper firearm ownership. Visit Bob's BobsLittleSportsShop.com or call 856-881-7575. Bob's Little Sports Shop on Delsey Drive in Glassboro. This ad sponsored by Bob's Little Sports Shop.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.